This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled A Journey Through Church History, Key Moments That Shaped Christianity. It offers a simplified overview of major events, people, and theological developments that shaped the church from the time of the apostles through the Reformation and into the modern era. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, detailed charts, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to study this topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. The history of Christianity is an incredible story of growth, challenges, and change. From its beginnings as a small movement in the Roman Empire to its global presence today, the church has faced many twists and turns. This paper looks at the big moments in Christian history, the ideas, events, and people that shaped the church into what it is today. We'll explore the struggles over what Christians believe, the creation of institutions to guide believers, and the movements that brought new energy and reform to the faith. By focusing on these key moments, we can better understand how Christianity has adapted and remained strong through centuries of change. The early church in its first few centuries, Christianity went from a small Jewish sect to a global faith. These were the foundation years, where the church defined its beliefs and established its identity. Starting strong, the apostles and the New Testament after Jesus' resurrection, his apostles spread the gospel far and wide. They planted churches, preached the good news, and wrote letters that became the New Testament. This gave early Christians a solid foundation for their faith and practice. Persecution and martyrdom. The Roman Empire viewed Christians as rebels because they refused to worship Roman gods. This led to periods of persecution, but instead of dying out, the church grew stronger. The stories of martyrs like Polycarp and Perpetua inspired countless others to remain faithful. Figuring out what Christians believe as Christianity grew, so did disagreements about key beliefs. Councils, like the famous Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, helped settle debates. Nicaea affirmed that Jesus is fully God, not just a creation. Another council, Chalcedon in 451 AD, declared that Jesus is both fully God and fully human. Unfortunately, this caused the first big split in Christianity, with the Oriental Orthodox Church separating over the definition of Christ's nature. Heroes of the early church leaders like Paul, Augustine, and Athanasius helped shape Christian thought. Paul wrote much of the New Testament, Augustine explored deep ideas about grace and sin, and Athanasius stood firm on Jesus' divinity when others doubted. The medieval church this period saw the church become a powerful force in both spiritual and political life, while also facing its share of struggles. Monks and monasteries. Monasteries became places of prayer, study, and preservation of knowledge. Monks copied scripture by hand, kept learning alive, and inspired others to grow in faith. Rise of the Pope. The church centralized its leadership under the Pope, who became a key figure in both religious and political matters. Papacy's influence was evident during conflicts like the investiture controversy, where popes clashed with kings over who had ultimate authority. Faith meets reason. Thinkers like Thomas Aquinas tried to show that faith and reason could work together. Aquinas' writings helped Christians understand their beliefs in a deeper way. The first big split, East and West in 1054, disagreements over theology and leadership led to a split between the Roman Catholic Church in the West and the Eastern Orthodox Church in the East. This division remains to this day. Crusades. The church launched military campaigns called the Crusades to reclaim the Holy Land from Muslim control. While they expanded the church's influence, the Crusades also raised questions about mixing faith with politics and war. The Reformation era. This era brought massive changes as people challenged the church's authority and practices, leading to the birth of Protestantism. Martin Luther, a voice for reform in 1517, Martin Luther sparked the Reformation by nailing his 95 theses to a church door. He argued that salvation comes through faith alone, not works, and opposed the selling of indulgences. His work inspired others to question church authority and seek reform. John Calvin and Reformed theology. John Calvin built on Luther's ideas, focusing on God's sovereignty and predestination. His writings laid the foundation for many Protestant traditions like Presbyterianism. The radical reformers, some groups like the Anabaptists, wanted even more radical change. They rejected infant baptism, promoted adult baptism, and sought a simple New Testament-style church. Their ideas often brought persecution. Catholic response. The Catholic Church didn't stand still during the Reformation. Council of Trent clarified Catholic teachings and reformed church practices. Groups like the Jesuits worked to renew Catholicism and spread the faith globally. The modern era. In the last few centuries, Christianity has faced new challenges and opportunities, adapting to a rapidly changing world. The Enlightenment and new ideas. The Enlightenment questioned traditional beliefs, promoting reason and science over faith. This led to ideas like deism, which views God as a distant creator. Christians responded by defending the faith through apologetic and deep study of scripture. Revival movements. Periods of spiritual renewal, like the Great Awakenings, brought new energy to Christianity. Preachers like Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield called for personal conversion and heartfelt faith, sparking widespread revivals. Global missions. The 18th and 19th centuries saw a surge in missionary work. Figures like William Carey brought the gospel to distant lands, spreading Christianity to Asia, Africa, and beyond. Challenges of the modern age. Today, the church faces cultural challenges like secularism and relativism, which question absolute truth. However, Christianity has also seen incredible growth in places like Africa, Asia, and Latin America, proving its resilience and global reach. Conclusion: the story of Christianity is one of perseverance, transformation, and hope. From the apostles spreading the gospel to modern Christians navigating a complex world, the church has continually adapted while holding fast to its core beliefs. By looking back at the key moments in its history, we see not only the challenges the church has faced, but also the faithfulness of God in sustaining it. As Christians today, we can draw inspiration from this rich heritage, learning from the past to engage the future with wisdom and courage.